This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
We're part of six hospitals. We're in Northeast Florida, and we're a magnet health system. And so I hope that that means a lot to you. It means a lot to us that our nurses have a voice, and we're proud of our shared governance model. So would love to have you join us in that in the future. We have about 4,000 nurses and a lot of opportunities. We have all services from newborn labor and delivery. We have a new, brand new tower for pediatrics, and it's part of our children's hospital. We're the only children's hospital in the region. And so if you're interested in pediatrics, definitely check out that opportunity for us. And it's a trauma center. We're located in six hospitals, like I said, and not only in the tertiary medical center, but also out into the communities. We have hospitals with 50 beds all the way up to 500 beds. So a lot of options for you. Obviously, stroke certified, chest pain certified, and all of those things that should be important to you as you're considering where you would want to work in a health system. And so today I have with me the nurse executive for the Tertiary Medical Center, our downtown largest campus, Christine Smith. She's going to tell you a little bit about that campus. And then we have two of our Kinetics nurses, one all the way from the Philippines and calling us from there because she's there visiting some family and so wanted to participate anyway. So thank you, Mary Jo, for doing that. Joy for doing that. And Jeannie's here, too. So, Chris, I'll turn it over to you. If you could tell us a little bit about the downtown campus and all the opportunities for our team members there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tammy. I certainly want to share how wonderful the Baptist Jacksonville campus is. We are the tertiary care center for our Baptist health system, meaning we get all of the complex cases here. We take care of everyone from our open heart surgery patients. In our heart hospital, we have a heart rhythm center that we take care of patients with rhythm issues. We also have, we do TAVRs. We are a comprehensive stroke center where we take care of stroke patients, not only here in the Northeast Florida region, but we also get referrals from Southeast Georgia. We are partners with BMDA. We have a BMDA oncology state-of-the-art center that we also have take care of those complex oncology patients here in the hospital, as well as high-risk OB and everything in between. We have orthopedics, bariatrics, med-surg, telemetry, all of those things. It's a wonderful campus. Keeps us busy. We share the campus with our Wilson's Children's Hospital, so which is the only children's hospital in this region. And as Tammy mentioned, is a trauma center. So we have lots of opportunities here, lots of opportunities here in the Jacksonville area. It is warm, nice and warm. We do get some of the seasons, not snow, but we certainly get a little bit of the coldness and definitely enjoying the warm weather here in Florida and the beaches. We are not very far from the beaches. In fact, we have a hospital that is our beaches hospital that is located at the beach. So we are super excited that you're taking a look at us, and we certainly enjoy being here at Baptist and welcome anyone that is willing to take us on and enjoy us here. We are certainly here to train you and get you prepared and set you up for success. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Tammy, and hopefully Mary Joy and Jeannie can tell a lot about where they're working and how they're enjoying their experiences here at Baptist Health.
Thanks, Chris. And so two of our Kinetics nurses, like I said, are joining us today because we wanted you to be able to hear from them how they were onboarded, how they feel like they were trained and supported when they were transitioning. And each one of them has a uniqueness to their story, which could apply to your personal situation. So I'm going to turn it first to Mary Joy and welcoming her today. I guess it's tonight where you are, right? And thank you for joining us. If you could tell the group a little bit about you.
Thank you, Tammy. Hi, I'm Mary Joy. I'm one of the international nurses that hired through Kinetics for Baptist Health. Currently, I was assigned in Heart Hospital. So we had patients post-TAVR, post-CABG, Impella, and balloon patients. So, you know, it's really hard to the transition that I have from Philippines to the U.S. because it's not every cases that we have in the Philippines is the same where I am at. You know what I mean? We don't have Impella patients, balloon patients. It's very rare to have in the Philippines. So it's kind of hard to adjust into the procedure. You know, when I first heard Impella, what I said is, what is that? So I really don't know what it is. But my preceptors, they're very, very good and very nice. So I'm a kind of person that always asking questions, of course, especially because it's about patient care. So it feels so light, and they didn't give you a lot of pressure to understand everything, because you cannot understand everything and have a knowledge to every learnings that you have. So they help me to adjust smoothly, not just handling different cases because I'm in a heart hospital, but also helping me with when it comes to my lifestyle also, because when I was hired by Baptist, I was pregnant. And yeah, so they didn't discriminate me, because way back in the Philippines, it's really hard to work, or sometimes they will not accept you if you're pregnant. Because especially I'm working in an ICU, and it's a heavy work. So, but they helped me. They didn't push me to work like this or that. And I was in the training during that time. So the training that I have is based on my convenience. So that is good. You know, Baptist is not just helping you to, you know, to the career that you have, but also to the lifestyle. And it's a holistic approach that they're offering you. So that's why I'm very happy to be part of the Baptist Health System family.
Well, we're happy that you're here and your whole family.
Thank you.
Definitely, all of you.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Jean, can you tell us a little bit about your transition? We're glad to hear
you. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Jean Rivera Malonzo. I was employed by Baptist Medical through Connetics last year. My husband and I migrated from the United Kingdom last August. So we've been here actually a year now. Thanks to Baptist, our transition was a smooth despite our issues. Like Mary Joy, I accidentally fell pregnant in between the issuance of my visa and our arrival here in the U.S. So you can only imagine the anxiety and the worries I had when I found out I was pregnant before I arrived here in the U.S. I also had a medical restrictions, but Baptist helped me find a temporary unit with a lighter load to ensure that I will have a healthy and safe pregnancy. So they placed me in employee health at the time, where I barely did manual and handling until I started my maternity leave. Baptist also has a very good medical benefits. So I managed to give birth, and still up to now, my baby's having regular checkups, and we had good medical benefits here. Then I started my neuro ICU. I was transferred to neuro ICU after my maternity leave, where I was welcomed by my manager and my coworkers. I had an 8-week preceptorship program to be introduced to the new facility, into the new environment. it's good because having that mentor with me during those times had greatly adjusted, helped me adjust from the difference between the UK nursing and the US nursing. For I always had somebody available who I can easily and easily ask questions to. As Tammy mentioned, Baptist Downtown is the largest branch out of the six Baptist hospitals here in Jacksonville. We do offer a broader spectrum of patient specialties. I'm specialized in neuro and Mary Joy is specialized in cardio. As mentioned, they have pediatrics and oncology, so there's a lot more jobs available for here at Downtown. Baptist Downtown helped my transition also by helping my husband find a full-time job. He was able to work at the labs as a medical assistant before our baby was born, so we were going to work together. And then when I gave birth, since I was working night shifts, they also helped him find a PRN job in NICU. So there was a wide range of extensive support that I received from Baptist to make our journey an easy to let it become pleasant rather than a scary journey. So I would definitely recommend Baptist Hospital to any future nurses to come here.
Thank you, Jean. I know our time's up. You all did an amazing job. I'm so proud of you. Danielle, I'll turn it back. I know we went a little bit over, but it was worth it because we want you all to know about Baptist Health. And if you're interested, connect with Kinetics and we'll help you onboard here.
Thank you for sharing, Jean and Mary Jo. And that's okay that you guys went a little bit over. We could not stop Jean in the middle of those beautiful words. It makes me so happy to hear when our nurses feel the support and the love. I know, you know, I can't even imagine moving to another country when you're pregnant and starting a new job, and to hear how Baptist welcomes both Jean and Mary Jo, helps them adjust both at work and in their lifestyles. I think it speaks volumes about Baptist Health and how much they value their employees and how they treat their employees. So I think for any nurses watching, you know, around the world, obviously Baptist Health has those awards and accolades. I mean, magnet, only 8% of hospitals in the US have magnet designation. So that's a huge, huge positive. But aside from just those awards and accolades and even the location, sunny Florida, you're hearing from two nurses who had an amazing supportive experience when they came to Baptist. And I think that speaks volumes. So thank you to the Baptist team. Thank you, Christine, Mary Joy, Jean, and Tammy for being a part of Career Day. If you are interested in working in Baptist Health, please apply on our website, kineticsusa.com/apply, and tell your recruiters that you are interested in Baptist Health and they will get you on their schedule.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.